Hello, debaters, and welcome back to another episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. I'm Professor Graham, here with my pal Kevin, and today the word of the day is going to be...
Disclosure.
So without further ado, let's jump into it.
Disclosure refers to two different things in debate, which can be confusing, but it's also very funny to me, so who cares? Today, we'll be talking briefly about both kinds. The first of which is pre-round disclosure. This disclosure happens between you and your opponents, where you should probably, as early as possible, disclose what arguments you're likely to run in any given round. Remember, despite what some people say, debate isn't about the surprise factor. It's about making the best arguments and improving our skills. Therefore, disclosing before the round gives both parties ample opportunity to prepare for each other's arguments and drastically increases the chance of there being more in-depth debating occurring in the rebuttals.
Okay, but how do I disclose? What if my opponents just want to steal my art?
Disclosure should be fairly painless. Just go over to your opponents and ask what their AF is. In LD and PF, this probably looks more like sharing contention names, whereas in policy, it's probably what the actual plan is. If they say no, cool, there's no harm in trying. If they say yes, it's best to reciprocate by saying positions that you've gone for in previous final rebuttals, so that they know what to prep against as well. If you really like the economy DA, you should say that previous 2 NRs include the econ DA. Or, if you've gone for other things this tournament, you should say what other final rebuttals you've gone for this tournament.
Well, what if they lie, or worse, break a new app?
Well, lying is one thing and is probably messed up. They might do that and ruin their reputation on your circuit forever, so I guess that's their decision. But realistically, you should always be honest, again, for the purpose of making the best debate circuit that you can. If you have a new AF, then all you have to say is the phrase, "We're breaking new," or just let them know that you're breaking a new AF.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of disclosure?
Breaking new is usually a good thing. It means that a team has done enough research to make an entirely new AF, and we should reward research by not forcing disclosure of what that AF is. However, immediately the round after you break it, it is no longer new and you should disclose. The metagaming of surprise is powerful and important, but if we want to produce the best debates possible, disclosure is necessary. The other form of disclosure happens between you and the judge, asking them to reveal their decision on who won. Typically, experienced judges love doing disclosure because it gives you an opportunity to learn face-to-face about what mistakes that you've made, strategic choices that went wrong, and maybe even pick up on some skills. That being said, constrained tournament times, other events, and people who dislike disclosure altogether may not be too happy with you getting that information because it causes both a time trade-off and an information trade-off. After a round ends, no matter the judge, you should very carefully ask them about disclosure. There's definitely a stigma around asking about it on some circuits because some people think that it makes you look like a bad person. However, it's about the pursuit of knowledge and improving as debaters. So instead of asking, "Could we get disclosure?" you should say, "Does the judge do disclosure? And if not, is it at least possible to get some oral feedback?" This covers your bases because it helps cement the idea that you're asking for the purpose of learning and not just fishing for the decision. Again, if they say no, that's okay. Just pack up your stuff because it's no different than the end of any other round you've been in. If they say yes, pay attention and listen, because you get to pick up on some of the stuff that you could do in the future to improve your chances of winning. Obviously, you should respect the tournament time, and if you or the judge have somewhere to be, like another event, then try not to bother people with disclosure because it certainly will make them upset. That being said, if you want to improve but you are busy, ask the judge if they'll be sticking around the tournament venue. You might be able to spot them later during some downtime and still get some awesome feedback. Or maybe you're in a partner event and your partner doesn't have another event, so they can just record the feedback for you. No matter the case, feedback and disclosure from the judge are good, you just have to be careful with it.
I just wish that Kevin would disclose how much he loves me.
We'll be friends when your terrible jokes are over.
Over? I hardly know her.
Hey, thanks again for watching today's episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. As always, I'm Professor Graham, and that's my pal Kevin.
yeah, if you ever need any help with debate stuff at all, my email should be right up here. Just make sure you CC your coach. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can with any debate tips that you might need. I'll drop that knowledge on you. Bam.